This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Theatre, film, TV, and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive.
Happy New Year, Susie Rong.
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year, Warren. I just love being here with you for our Tuesday chats on Joy Drive.
Me too. I was so excited about you coming back today and so excited about the show that we watched last night. How was your holiday?
I had a good time. Still adjusting to being back here. I'm still trying to get my fitness back. I'm still trying to get back to waking up at 7:30, which hasn't been easy.
It's a bit of a shock when you come back, isn't it, though?
Yeah. Especially this time I went for slightly longer than I usually do. I went to Singapore to visit my friends and family and for my sister's wedding. It was a two-week trip, and it's slightly longer than I'm used to. And the longer you spend away, the harder it is to kind of snap back to real life when I return.
Well, I'm glad you've snapped back on Drive today. How was your sister's wedding?
It was great. It was very elegant. It's much more elegant and sophisticated than I would have liked. I would like it to feel a little bit more kitschy, a little bit more fun, I guess. Not that it wasn't fun. It's just that in my mind, I feel like it needs to have a lot of cheesy things to make it a real Asian wedding. But they're not that kind of people, and they've made it a very classy affair.
Now, Susie, I watched it last night, something on Netflix. It's a movie. It's called Ten Dance. I can't wait to talk about it, but tell us what you thought of it first.
In the world of Latin and ballroom dance, Suzuki and Sugiki are at the top of the game in Japan when they decide to collaborate in order that they may be able to go further competitively in the international arena. Sparks fly between the two, which is a surprise as both are known to be heterosexual. The Netflix movie Ten Dance may be first and foremost a gay romance, but it is also a dance film in the tradition of iconic titles like Flashdance, Strictly Ballroom, Saturday Night Fever, Dirty Dancing, and Step Up. Based on a manga series, there is a story to follow and characters to identify with, but ultimately it is the dance sequences that really make an impression. In the case of Ten Dance, there is fortunately some very excellent casting, not only of the two male leads, but also their respective female professional partners who bring to the screen exceptional dancing along with some unexpectedly strong acting. I would say that the central love story of Ten Dance isn't easy to get into. I never found myself really buying the blossoming romance between the two straight guys, but all the acting is believable enough so that I wasn't left completely alienated. Whenever the emotional journeys start to get a little overbearing, people will start dancing again and I'm immediately captivated. Although the love story can feel somewhat forced, there is actually some beautiful dialogue in Ten Dance that shows great sensitivity in the writing and the overall approach to filmmaking. In what could be considered a groundbreaking moment in queer film, I believe this could be the first time there's a dance film with gay lead characters in it. It is also meaningful that Ten Dance represents an effort at breaking the mold of the hyper-hetero world of ballroom dancing by suggesting the possibility of showcasing same-gender couples. Its concluding scenes featuring the two male leads excelling together in every competition category proves that it is indeed time to change the rules. Warren, you were excited to see the trailer for Ten Dance. Did the actual film deliver what it promised?
Absolutely. I feel like some films don't try to impress you, they just sit with you. This was one of them. It's intimate, it's patient, it's intense, and you know, and it's about closeness, control, and it's about what we reveal when we stop performing. Susie, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It really touched me because I competed in Latin American ballroom dancing many years ago in my 20s and loved it. And I even have a medal in Latin American dancing. And one of the reasons I didn't continue with it was because of that, you described it, hypo-heterosexual sort of world. It is like that. And I felt really out of place. But I was glued to this movie. I loved watching the dancing. I loved watching, you know, the steps, the cha-cha, everything. It was just amazing, and it was mesmerizing to watch. And the other thing I really loved about it is, you know, there's something very intimate about touch that's allowed because it's part of the dance. And you could feel that. I could feel it. And, you know, I could feel that closeness that was between them, that was developing that intimacy, but also it's guided by rules. But that bond was so strong. I could feel it. And I just thought, oh, I loved it. I miss dance. I want to go back to it. I was saying to my partner last night, oh, my goodness, can we go dancing, please?
I am completely taken by surprise that you've ever dabbled, in fact, competed in Latin dancing, because your body now is built like a tank.
Oh, you know, that's probably, I could identify with it because I couldn't win. I think I didn't have the body to win, but, you know, I definitely did. I did the four dances. I loved it. It was so good. It was brilliant.
Oh, my goodness. You really need to go back to it and tell us all about it every week.
I would love to. I need to find out where I can do it. I tried to look up my old dance teachers today, and they've retired, so they don't do it anymore. But maybe they can recommend someone. Maybe someone knows a recommendation. Get in touch. I would love to. I'd love to get back into it. Watching this movie just made me think, oh, my goodness, you know, I've missed this Latin American dancing. I've missed it so much for like 30 years.
It is so wild that you left dancing, something you love, because it was too straight.
It was too straight. I felt like I was. And my partner, Honey, if her name was Honey, if you're listening, maybe we could get back into it. I don't know. Maybe I could dance. Why can't we have two males dancing in these sort of strict ballroom categories? Maybe they can now. I don't know. I've lost touch with it.
Did you think it looked right to you? You know, as someone who has a bit more experience in this sort of dancing.
Yeah,
at the end of the film when they had this great sequence. Yeah,
I was watching them, and I didn't do any research as to whether they're professional dancers or not, but they're pretty good. They are, like, it's done well. I can't imagine you just picking up anyone and being able to. I mean, you can't just. I don't know. It took me years to be able to dance well. I can't imagine.
No, you can't. You know, I had 2 years of training in ballet and jazz and tap dancing. That sort of classical style of training. And no way I would be able to pull off even 5 seconds of this sort of moves.
It is a complete discipline
of its own. And you could see when they were trying to teach each other their respective different ones that they had like a body, like movement vocabulary that couldn't just adapt right away. And that was interesting to watch.
Absolutely. We're chatting with Suzy Rong about Ten Dance, which is on Netflix. The other thing that I loved, you know, it's when you watch two people learning to move together, it's almost like watching trust form in real time. And I think that's what happens with that. And I remember dancing with people, and there was a feeling of, oh, my goodness, I feel so close and connected to this person. But it's, you know, plutonic, you know, it's just, we're just dancing together. But you develop this trust and this connection. It's all this sort of level of, I don't know, what's the right word? It's like a taboo intimacy, isn't it? Because you've got to let yourself go and enjoy it. And there's something.
It's a weird thing about the chemistry that develops, because sometimes it's organic, but sometimes you can develop it as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember dancing with people, and I thought, nah, I can't. There's nothing. I can't. It's not. We might be able to do the steps together, but we just didn't have the connection. And I could identify with that in Ten Dance when they said, you know, it's not about the technique. It's about love. It's about the feeling. And I thought, that is so true. It really, I mean, you've got to get your steps right, but it's got to be about the feeling as well, and the trust and all that stuff that develops between two people. I loved it. It was intense, the intensity of the training, Susie, the perfectionism. I mean, you could see that it was almost a coping mechanism in this movie. But let's face it, have you ever thrown yourself into work or been good at something to avoid feeling vulnerable like they did?
Oh, that's a good way of looking at it. I really enjoyed all that stuff. I really enjoyed all the stuff about the dance training and this, you know, there were quite a lot of scenes of like really polished, really high level dancing that, and shot in a really, really, inventive way. And I just enjoyed all of that. A lot of the costumes, all that were really beautiful to look at. Yeah. I just didn't believe that they were falling in love.
Well, yeah. Maybe they weren't. Maybe they hated each other off stage, and you could detect that. But I mean, they were certainly. You know, we don't want to spoil it at all, but I just think it'd be great if we could do it together. Actually, Alan has texted in. Thank you, Alan, for getting in touch on 0427-569-949. Alan says, in modern dance sport, same-sex couple events are held. Ballroom dance is included in the upcoming gay games. That's exciting. I'm going to watch that. Thank you, Alan,
for getting in touch. That's great. Thanks, Alan.
Susie, if you were in Melbourne, we could dance. I could dip you. I used to dip
girls. Yeah, we could. We could. I think I'd be, you know, I'm really good at picking up steps. If, you know, I haven't danced for like 30 years, but one thing I was really good at was kind of picking them up and memorizing them. But I'm just looking at these body shapes that these people are creating. I just think that they're so, so far from what I'm familiar with. But, you know, obviously it's a beautiful thing to learn.
Can you imagine yourself, if you looked at what the girls' position, that bending back, could you do that? You know how they...
I'm 52 years old. Give me a break. It's not going to look that way.
You and I, you'd hear as we... like two skeletons.
But, there. You know, even just to look, 20-30% of what they can do, I think it's a great achievement.
And the feeling, I remember getting this feeling, this high of like, it just feels amazing. I love it. Like the big smile. I miss that. So it stirred something up for me. Maybe 2026 will be the year of dance, Susie. Maybe you've started something.
I hope you go explore that.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to find out about it. Thanks, Alan, for your message. Susie, I've loved having you back. It's great to have you back for 2026. What have you got in store for us for next week?
The History of Sound is currently screening at cinemas in both Melbourne and Sydney. It stars Paul Mescal and Josh O'Connor, both super talented actors, in what promises to be a melancholic period romance. We'll go back in time for History of Sound when I see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.